So here's how I did a half marathon in 2 hours with only 30 days of training. I cut out all the crap in my diet, pretty much just eliminated everything. I had like maybe 1 or 2 days of like cheating where I was eating like cakes and whatnot. But the fact is I was like following a pretty strict diet of a lot of greens. I had a lot of greens in my diet. Did the basic food groups essentially. I didn't really have too much as far as gluten or wheat. Just stuck to a really strict diet that was really healthy and didn't think too much about it other than the, eating a lot of vegetables, having like a whole plate of spinach was pretty extreme, but yeah, I just pile on my plate with vegetables. That would be like my 75% of my plate was always vegetables. And I gotta say, I felt really amazing just from that alone. I had protein as well. I had these recovery shakes from Vega, which are absolutely fantastic. They tasted pretty good, actually. I love them for the post-recovery kind of thing. The actual run itself, I did something really unique. I ran for 10 minutes, walked for 2 minutes, ran for 10, walked for 2, ran for 10, walked for 2. And I actually took my runs pretty slow. So that's how I did it for all my training, like up until the half marathon. I just did 10 minutes, 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 minutes. That was my running routine. Very strict about it. And I never pushed it too hard. So in the span of like a month, I lost like 5 pounds of just fat in my abdominal, and a lot of that was to do with some of the yoga and ab workouts I was doing. So I wasn't just running, I was working on my flexibility and mobility, which helped me to run further, faster, longer. I feel like that's a song from Daft Punk. So the flexibility really helped for me to just carry forward my energy. And actually, here's a little secret. The half marathon, I did the 10-minute run, 2-minute walk. Like, I did that. So, yeah, I walked for a good portion of that run and still managed to do it in 2 hours. And the reason why I walked for 2 minutes, because most people will just run the whole thing, right? They'll just run the entire thing and do it, and they'll do it pretty well. I walked for the 2 minutes because I found that if I rested 2 minutes, I could push it hard for the next 10. Like I could actually go pretty hard and it wouldn't be a problem. But even then my pace was pretty relaxed. Like I never felt like I was pushing it at all the entire time. In fact, even though it was a half marathon, I went an extra 3 kilometers after the run, so I pushed it a little further along. And that's because of, how relaxed I was. So I probably could have done it in well under 2. But I chose to take care of my body, and this is just an indication that doesn't matter what your fitness level, you could literally walk a good portion of it. When you think about it, walking 2 minutes for every 12, like that's a good significant walking time that I was doing for this half marathon. And what's great is that I felt fine afterwards, no joint issues, no pains, and I would say that that's all due to my diet. Like my diet helped carry me through the entire race without any aches or pains, and I had a good energy level. Three quarters of the way in, I did have like an energy bar, and I needed that for the calorie intake. What you'll find is that you might plateau, you might get exhausted, and you might get all wobbly. I did get wobbly, and that's because I was burning off calories in my body rather than the energy that I had stored from previous food. So if you can consume some sort of energy bar midway to three quarters of the way through, then you should be fine. I had a water bottle nearby, so I was able to grab it. Another thing is, I was running on the grass in a circle for 2 hours, just around and around and around in this soccer field to accomplish this. And it was pretty straightforward. And I actually love the grass when I'm running because it's so easy on the joints. I get no pain. And it's way better than asphalt or concrete. Just huge difference. Just have to be careful. Make sure that your soccer field is flat and there aren't too many holes in it. Mine was fairly flat, so I didn't have any issues. But if you can find a nice professional field, then that's great. If not, any field will do. And I did the majority of my training on there as well, which allowed me to go and run long distances without damaging my body. When it comes to running, I believe that damaging your body is a very possible occurrence because you're putting your body out there. So if you take care of your body by using the proper terrain, proper footwear, I bought new shoes and I broke them in gradually. So I didn't just randomly run a half marathon with brand new shoes. That's a big no-no. Don't run a half marathon with brand new shoes. Break in your shoes, get used to them. Hopefully you'll have a bunch of blisters too before you even do, like, well in advance you should have some blisters in your foot. I had some blisters in the first couple weeks. But, you know, week before everything was healed, I had calluses on my foot, which strengthens things. And I was able to do the 30, you know, do the half marathon in 30 days, like literally, of training. Without any damage to my body at all. And this is going from like no exercise to proper diet, proper fitness. Now, luckily, beforehand I was like 155 pounds, so it wasn't too much of a drastic change. I already had a good base of fitness. So ideally, you've already got a good base of fitness. You can do 5 kilometer runs before you try this. Otherwise, you might have to work up to it. But I had a good base of fitness, just not really getting out there on a consistent level, though, until I did this plan. But yeah, I managed to crank through it, and it's just a case of like 10-minute, 2-minute, 10-minute, 2-minute, 10-minute, 2-minute, 10-minute, 2-minute. I sound like a broken record, and rightfully so, because it worked really well for me. I have to say it was a fantastic plan. I grabbed it from the internet, but typically what you would do is... you would run one day, like a longer distance, then the next day you do no more than a 2-mile run. It would be a nice, gentle run or a walk. Like, you would really pace yourself. But majority of the long runs were 10-minute, 2-minute. Short runs were a full-on 2 miles kind of thing. And they were relatively straightforward. But you really want to take care of your body, so there's like a one to two rest days a week where you're just walking or doing a light jog. And you want to make sure that you choose one day where there's an extra long run where, you know, you're doing maybe like a 8-miler to 10-miler, and you take that one super slow. Like, you don't worry about what time you get. You run the 10 minutes, walk 2, and you take it super slow. Take it gentle, and you're just getting your body used to the run. You're getting your body used to the distance. That's critical, because your body's not used to going that far, so you need to get into that habit of, you know, long distance in a nice, gradual, safe way. And I really appreciated the 2-minute rests. Like, it really helped out. And it's crazy because I still managed to do the half marathon in 2 hours. And that leads me to believe that anyone can do a 2-hour half marathon quite easily. And Yeah, you could actually do a full marathon with the 10-minute, 2-minute strategy. And I believe you could do it in under 4 hours if you wanted to go that extreme. But since we're talking about half marathons and the success that I had there, I do recommend the routine. I think it could really help you out. So give it a try.